Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
1 to 2 Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Why? I swear, if this has to do with Kevin Durant...
Whoa, you don't know that.
Well, we don't know that.
If your whale sounds have anything to do with Kevin Durant...
Hey, listen.
Hey. Orca sounds. Yeah. If your orca sounds
right.
have anything to do with Kevin Durant, I'm not in the mood today. I may come over there. Now, I'll get my ass beaten. I'll get my ass beaten, but I might come over there.
He practices.
Tea leaves. Hey.
Yeah. Tea leaves?
Mark Stein.
Oh, God.
Who I'm not that big a fan of right now.
Still hasn't gotten back to me.
Did you reach out again?
Don't. He's not welcome here.
Can I text him?
We'll just take his content from the Bill Simmons show. He was on Bill Simmons, and Bill Simmons was like, Mark, tell me about Miami. I hear there's some things always around Miami. And Mark Stein says, Pat Riley is going to get meetings with multiple top free agents.
Multiple. Really? They just want a free trip?
Multiple.
They just want to come down here and eat at Prime.
Right. Yes. No. Yes.
They can come down here and eat whatever they want.
They
want
to rub Riley's amazing gray hair.
Nope.
They want to eat a nice meal with him.
Question.
Probably go party with Ellisberg.
Nope. Question.
That's what they
nope.
want.
Here.
They
nope. don't, Riley's not doing meetings for show.
We don't have any assets.
He's not a show pony.
We have
really
no assets.
Why are you saying we beast?
We have Celtics ass hats.
No, I'm not a Celtics fan. I don't care about that franchise. They can blow up as far as I'm concerned.
Here. Question. So
I can't believe you made you the
think,
noises for Kevin
you think
Durant.
Fans are miserable now.
Yeah.
How miserable are you gonna think they're gonna be going through a season with no assets and a broke down Kevin Durant?
Oh, I think they'd be happy if they got Kevin Durant.
Oh no, well, you're wrong there. If the Miami Heat were to get Kevin Durant, there would be at least some sort of hope.
Yeah.
Even though he can't walk for a good 12 months.
Here's my other question. How much better would they be if they got Jimmy Butler? He's not.
Not much.
He's not a game changer.
I mean.
He's a good player.
They might make the playoffs.
He's a good player.
Nice, although it'd be nice having a guy at the end of games who does step
although,
out of bounds.
Although.
Oh.
Just saying.
Although, let me ask you a question. Which would you rather have?
Yeah.
And this is blasphemous, so I'm not really asking this question, but feel free to answer it.
Sure.
A old part-time Dwayne Wade or a young full-time Jimmy Butler?
For what?
Like because that's like the trade. Yeah, like you got Dwayne Wade to retire. Now you need another guy that can finish at the end of games, and you want Jimmy Butler.
What
to
about
be that
Philly
guy.
Cheese?
Yeah, I don't count him.
Man, y'all, I'm telling you,
not counting him.
You underestimate Philly Cheese.
Oh my God,
what's to underestimate? He's gonna take a million shots. He's gonna miss a bunch of them, and he'll make some of them. What do you want?
Underestimate him in relation to what? Like into Philly Cheese terms? Yeah, I guess I do, because he thinks he's Michael Jordan.
No, I mean, but you, look.
What do you think he is?
In sports.
Wait, first of all.
In sports, you need your guys to think like that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. That's great.
Like, okay, look.
We have that guy, Mario Chalmers.
No. Are you really sitting
not
here?
Not wrong.
Are you really sitting here telling me that Philly Cheese and Mario Chalmers are the same?
Not the same mentality.
They're not the same. Mario Chalmers is a champion at every level. Every level.
That is true.
Champion
that
point
is not,
guard.
That cannot be denied. That is a fact.
At every level.
Facts are facts.
Every level. One of the biggest college shots of all time. Game 4 for life. Mario Mother Bleepin' Chalmers.
That's he's not wrong.
Let's not disrespect Rio. Let's not do that.
But he did have the same. They have similar mentality.
Oh, yeah. Irrational confidence.
Correct.
Irrational confidence.
Right. Speaking of irrational confidence. All right, well, you know what? I can't even talk today.
Look at the headlines, huh?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Kevin Durant has declined his $31.5 million player option. He is now an unrestricted free agent with only one leg. We will see what happens. That's why Tobin is making whale noises, even though it seems really far-fetched for the Heat to have any shot. But, you know, you can always hope.
Met with him once.
Can always hope. How'd that work out?
Met with him once.
How'd that work out?
Well, they listened. They didn't have Steph Curry. It's understandable. They're in a better spot now for that meeting than they were that year.
All right.
That year, they had so much stuff unsettled.
We'll get their money on Whiteside. We'll get back to
disgruntled Dwayne Wade.
We'll get back to your little fantasy in a second.
The drunk summer of 16.
Yep.
So drunk.
So drunk. We'll get back to your little fantasy in a second.
What?
He doesn't even want to look at you.
You're a curmudgeon.
It's because he's old.
You're a free agency curmudgeon.
It's because he's old.
I think he's just nervous about tonight.
Well, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. The other big news, Bob Lee retiring from ESPN after 40 years. Going to miss him. True journalist. Much like you, Tobin. Yeah. Same. Bob Lee and Tobin. Same.
That's great.
Dan, what are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
Dana, what are your impressions?
I've been doing more journalism than Bob Lee has this year.
Dana, what are your impressions?
He was on, what's Mahoosie?
What?
What do you call it?
Let's be honest. Guy's been riding high for a long time. You know, they stick him on that outside the lines. No one's watching.
When there's a big story, Bob Lee would be shuffled, rolled into the studio.
All right.
The Marlins are back in action tonight.
The princess of journalism?
Wow. No, never do
that. That's okay. That's too far.
That's too much, Rob.
How dare you?
You go too far.
The Marlins are back in action tonight. We get to see Gallen again. Zach Gallen goes for the fish. Patrick Corbin on the hill for the Nats. 7-10 first pitch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is what we like to call a little revenge game after the behavior by those corrupt umpires yesterday with Max Scherzer on the hill. Or as I call him, Max Loser. He goes out there, he does the quick pitch, cheap nonsense to Miguel Rojas. Miggy, oh yeah. And he can't go out there like a man and beat him face to face. Well, not today. He got the Z Gallen Stallion on the hill. All the horsepower on the mound, coming at you, full specs. No further questions, Mean Gene.
Z-Gallon Stallion with all the horsepower.
That's right.
By the way, that pitcher for Vanderbilt.
Rocker?
He was good.
He has to go to college two more years?
Yeah, Michigan and Vanderbilt.
He throws 95. He's a freshman.
Michigan and Vanderbilt for all the marbles tonight out in Omaha. Leroy will be...
20 bullets.
Are you going to be nervous tonight? Are you going to be, maybe have a beverage while you're on the couch? What are you doing?
No, well, here. Normally,
what's like, the scenario?
When the game starts, I get in the jacuzzi and then get in the pool.
Right.
I was watching the game.
Yep.
And I was watching the game and I was in the jacuzzi and I'm like,
bad things happen.
Lightheaded. So, to hurry up and get out of there. So I think I'm going to just get in the pool.
Well, isn't that bad juju? Like, what? I mean, I don't know if you're superstitious or not.
That's why I wasn't getting out. But then I was dehydrating. So what do? You got to live.
I guess you got to choose
out there like a dried out fish.
Yeah, I'm like.
Wait, how long were you in the jacuzzi? Like 3 hours?
First inning till they scored in the sixth.
Whoa, that was a couple hours.
Bro.
I like you being a real fan.
Isn't there a warning sign like on like jacuzzis at the gym? Like, don't stay in for longer than whatever time.
15 minutes. 15 minutes is when you start getting right.
Bro science.
You got that scene from Hall Pass.
Can you imagine if Leroy was like, can't make it in today, passed out in the jacuzzi? How's your wife's ass, by the way?
Hey, man.
I'm just wondering.
Not everybody knows the details.
Stitched up.
She got that sliced cheek?
Yeah.
She pack you lunch today?
Oh, she knew I was kidding.
I know. But she called you on it real quick.
Yeah, she called me on it. Say, wait, what happened? Is this a trick?
Here's another story. Welcome to college sports, everybody. It's great. So Oklahoma State, right?
Yep.
They get a huge basketball recruit.
Yep.
Because they hired his brother to be an assistant coach.
Yep.
I mean,
nobody has a problem with that?
Nah, evidently not.
Question.
Oklahoma State does corruption, right? They got that dude who like gets to call the plays.
Yeah, T. Boone Pickens. Like, basically, as I look at it, every other school besides the University of Miami and maybe a couple others can get away with whatever the hell they want to do.
No, Ohio State didn't. They got in trouble for a long time. They got in trouble over with some tattoos. But
North Carolina got off
with fake classes.
Fake classes, people cheating.
Who was the coach though?
It wasn't Butch Davis.
It was Butch.
But wait.
Pause up, everybody. Pause up.
All the stuff that they do, Miami is just in your face with it.
But, like, I just don't
understand. Michigan
like,
got in trouble? How is that? With the Fab Five?
Like, there's got to be, like, the NCAA, I know, it is a broken organization. It's horrible. I get it. But if you can't have a rule, like, this whole thing about, hey, I'm going to hire the guy's brother or father or whatever because that's how we're going to get him. Like, that can't be legal. There's got to be some sort of nepotism rule.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Now, this all sounds great, and I get where you're coming from. What if he signed first, and then they hired the brother? That washes their hands of that situation.
Well, yeah, but,
they can't
yeah, but
say,
who knows? Yeah, but...
I mean, you can't prove that! All you could... If they would have signed his brother first... And then the brother went to Oklahoma State.
Now, listen, the brother did play.
At Oklahoma State?
I think he either played at Oklahoma State and coached at SMU, something like that. But
wait, he went to Oklahoma? Oh,
no, I don't think he went to Oklahoma State.
No. He
was he a coach?
He was a video coordinator at, like, another school.
Yeah. So was Eric Mangini.
So yeah, the coach played
at
SMU.
Brian Billick. So was Spo.
Okay, that's... Different. Professionals, different. College, shady.
You just feel that way because of how they attack the U.
No, I don't. I just don't like it. Like, it looks bad.
Beast, if you want to be upset, look, all these nepotism and all these other schools are landing them top-tier recruits, and Miami's nepotism is John Richt.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey,
eye for an eye.
How about
you're right.
When Ole Miss had the number one recruiting class in the country out of nowhere?
Well, yeah, but we all knew what was going on there, and eventually they got theirs.
Well, you just, I mean, like, yeah.
Yeah, no, listen, we can talk about the money thing and the bags and all that stuff. I'm just talking about this one specific thing where it's like, oh, no, we'll just hire the dad or the brother.
You're
going to
have a hard time proving it if the kid signed and then they hired the brother.
I mean, and then you have, oh, let's hire Gus Malzahn at Auburn. So, yeah, what was the quarterback?
Mitch Mustaine. He's the number one recruit ahead of Tebow and Stafford.
He was the number one recruit. Well, just hire his high school coach to be the offensive coordinator. This is all shenanigans. If the U did this stuff, we'd be on SI again.
John Richt didn't work.
Who are you going to do it with?
I don't know.
Didn't I see that they're tightening the transfer rules?
Yeah, well, they did a little bit, but nothing major. A bunch of window dressing.
Miami bias.
It is.
Why are you going after Lane Kiffin today? What's your problem?
Because he showed up on a boat again. He did the Manny Diaz.
No.
Hold on. People started.
That boat that he showed up on wasn't the Manny Diaz boat.
Listen, well, that's because, one, people claim that's actually Lane's boat.
Probably is. Which
both guys have won nothing, by the way.
Or Sugar Mama's boat.
By the way, well, that's a better thing. Two, if that's his boat, he needs a bigger boat. And two, like, all right, I see you, Lane. But, like, how many times has it been in the last 6 months they've tried to copy something that Miami's done?
Both coaches really? Are like Mojo Donuts.
Let me ask you a question. You think Lane cares? He is in coaching heaven in Boca.
I think he's...
Yeah, they did the chain.
Yeah, like...
They did the chain?
Yeah, yeah. They got a touchdown
chain. Oh, was that Florida State did the backpack?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Jesus. Willie Taggart should have gotten fired just for that.
Oh, no.
He might get fired anyway.
Not the Martin Luther King?
The Martin Luther King.
I don't think that was his fault.
That was stupid.
No, they did the chain.
And at some point,
to the FAU, which is weird.
Robbie, I know you have a lot of work to do, and we have a whole show to get to, and we have 4 million guests. But at some point, like, if you guys missed the Phil Steele.
Two guests.
Oh, no, this Phil Steele. What a hack.
Did you hear Phil Steele yesterday on with Curtis?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Like, even I was like, come on. Like,
Oh, you think he's a hack?
He's
playing to the audience.
Listen, this guy. This guy, he writes his little bios and his little summaries for his little annual magazine. He doesn't know anything. He said Miami's offensive line was going in the right direction.
Yeah, they're gonna be legit this year.
Yep. Maybe they are. You guys don't know.
Wait, they haven't played a game yet. How does anybody know?
I went to the practices at Trask Powell. I know it's going to be bad. I did some real journalism. Wait, on like this hack.
In April?
Also.
Oh my goodness.
That's more than he went to.
More journalism than Bob Lee.
Yep. Whoa, how dare you. Also,
you guys are killing
also,
me.
Also, Phil Steele said that the Miami Florida game was a gimme. Was a, pick 'em.
And he even made the joke to make it look like he's paying attention. He's like, oh, the linebackers, Pickney, Quarterman, and McCall. What is it, the 10th year there? Oh, like, you make it like, throw that, just to throw the scent off.
Hack. This guy's a hack.
Did you say Kirby Ohoka has integrity?
No.
What's wrong with you guys? Why are you worried about?
I've gotten to know Kirby pretty well, and sure. I think Miami fans can rest easy. He's got some integrity. He's all right.
Wow!
Let's.
That's like saying the devil's not hot.
I need a bath after that.
Who was that? Dinich? Was that Dinich?
Yes, it was.
She sucks.
Really?
I'm in a bad mood today.
Why do people suck? Because they don't agree with you.
But she was part of the overturn the result train.
You knew that I was suffering.
No, she said they should forfeit.
Going nuts in my office over stuff, and then you just wanted to bait me with. Oh, I don't know if Zazzle's working tomorrow. I don't know when he's working. Maybe Robert's out. I have no idea. Blah 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 blah.
I don't have an idea. They don't tell me.
And then I just want to put my head through something.
Dude, sometimes the hosts don't tell their producers when they're out. Did you not hear what the Levitard show was going through with Sugats? He was going, that's ESPN. You think I know?
Yeah, but they got their own issues.
Yeah, but they got 9 producers. They don't even know where Stugatz is supposed to be. You think I know where Romberg or Zaslow are supposed to be?
Yeah, that's your job.
No, that's their job. A grown man.
It's, honest with you, it's probably the APD's job.
Yeah, but
the schedule.
They don't want to text anybody.
They don't like me or want to text me or email me.
That's a you problem. Still your job to find out. Yeah, you make the schedule.
Just have Antoine do it. They like him.
That's you know why you can't ask Antoine to do it? Because Antoine is already doing so much.
That's true. Oh, sorry, Antoine.
I mean, look, who does Antoine pass it to? Lynn, pass it to you. You pass it to Antoine. Does anybody want to work?
Try not to.
I think they are out these next couple days, though. So you might want to look on that.
Slim, M, Roms, Zazz, Tobin, 790 Ticket.
Pat Rattleton, Huston, trying to side and trade.
I have to have Slippery do this song. Some kind of orca.
Giannis. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I have Kevin Durant in there.
We ain't about whales in here. I think the original one actually was about KD. This is the remix.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Not after whales no more. Out to orcas. Now, I don't know what you consider Kevin Durant right now because the leg don't work. He's kind of like a manatee that got hit by a boat. But, whatever. Now, I don't think, the Kevin Durant thing, it only intrigues me because of what Mark Stein said on the Bill Simmons podcast where he's like, yeah, he thinks Pat Riley's going to get meetings with multiple big-time free agents. The obvious one's Jimmy Butler. I mean, I talked about this yesterday. Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat just need to get a room already. It's enough. These two, I mean, they're slobbering all over each other. Just do it. It's enough. You guys clearly want to be in love. You guys clearly want to be together. You think Jimmy Butler oozes Heat culture. Every time he comes semi-available, Jimmy Butler, you know he loves Dwayne Wade. You know he works hard. You know he'd love you think he'd thrive here with the culture. You were a little gun-shy last year because you didn't want to give away Josh Richardson in the deal. And, you were dealing with just an absolute dumpster fire in Minnesota. And so, I get it. But now you're at this point where I think Riley does want to do something. He does want to shake up the roster a little bit. I can't imagine you want to bring it back a 39-win team without Dwayne Wade, who was essentially your best player. Maybe not your most promising. Maybe not the guy that you're most excited about watching this year. But he was your best player and gave you your best moments last year. So, yeah, at this point, I got to think that the Don, if he's going to get any meeting, Jimmy Butler just makes so much sense. Scoopy has said that they're gonna have a meeting with Pat with Jimmy Butler. It just seems inevitable that they're going to do whatever they can to make that happen because why even meet with him if you're not considering doing it at this point and pulling the trigger? And I think if you pull the trigger, you know that's probably going to involve trading Jay Rich. It's going to involve an assigned trade. He's going to have to probably be the piece that
goes
out. Which you won't
care.
Why would I not care?
Because we know how you feel about Jay Rich.
I love Jay Rich as a player. Steps out of bounds all the time. I don't understand why that has to be. Why is it when I critique things that are on the floor that happen, why does that automatically mean I have to think the guy sucks? I don't think he sucks. He has a flaw.
You don't think that could be fixed?
It's a pretty crazy thing that just happens all the time. I think he's a really good player, but he does some boneheaded stuff.
Okay. Now, I'll let you throw that under boneheaded stuff.
Yep.
But let's be honest. A lot of young players are like that.
That young, though, man.
He is. Not that young. In basketball. What year is this for him?
Is it going to be 5?
No.
Yeah.
What year is this for him, Robbie? He's only like 25 or 26.
He's 25.
Yeah, well, yeah. He turns 26 in September.
So he went to school 4 years.
Mm-hmm. He was a second-round pick.
He was picked up 2015.
Right, this is fourth year.
I think he's already had 4 years.
16, 17, 18, and 19. This would be his fifth year coming up.
And you think, hold on, because from what I've heard in basketball years, it's like the sixth or seventh year is where you should be in your prime. Correct? Am I off with
that? He's not in his prime yet.
Okay. Until that happens, is it safe to say that, sir, we just saw it with Justice Winslow. You would have never thought Fiddler Crabb would end up being a point guard. Would you? Would you have ever thought he would end up being a point guard?
I'm not that surprised by it, to be honest with you. I'm not.
You gave him the nickname Fiddler Crab.
Yeah, but that involves scoring. Point guard involves creating and just handling the ball.
He was a point guard in college. From my standpoint, look, I like Jay Rich as a player, but it does feel like if you do swap him out for Jimmy Butler, if he is part of a big sign trade in that case, which is, you know, going to be the big piece you probably have to part with for it.
There's
two things you got to look at. One, Jimmy Butler, who's a perennial all-star. All right. You just have to look at it like this. You're getting a guy who I think you are clearly going to upgrade, but you're going to pay for that upgrade. He is going to be a lot more expensive.
And that's basically what you've done is you've traded a younger version of what you hope would end up being Jimmy Butler for Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
And you just want the process to happen quicker.
It's not even just wanting the process to happen quicker, though. Like, Jimmy Butler does have an established resume of being a guy who is one of the better players of this league, who they go to late, and has had some success. He was important for Philadelphia last year when those two other bums showing up.
Right. But again, how long did it take Jimmy Butler? Jimmy Butler's been this, what, 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah, man. Like, I get it. I just wish that you're so quick to say this guy's
going to be... Forget about what I think.
No,
I'm asking you this. Riley didn't want to pull the trigger last year because they clearly wanted to see if Jay Rich was going to take some kind of a leap.
Right.
Like, they clearly did want to give him some responsibility. Even Dwayne Wade was on the floor. He's trying to pass the torch to his guy. And it didn't work out well.
So you think that they have come to the conclusion that not just you, but the Heat, if they were to make this move, they're basically saying, I don't know if Jay Rich would end up being this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And now, I don't think that means like...
Now, you have another important caveat to this. Texter chimes in. Capital no, capital chance. Jimmy and Deion get along.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why that's going to be a problem.
Philly Cheese could also be sent back to Philadelphia in the sign-and-trade.
He could.
Wait, Jay Rich has no basketball IQ.
Really?
Philly Cheese back
he
in Philly?
He has some... Think about...
Make him boneheaded. Like,
you know who's onions? We were talking about Chalmers. Chalmers super onions. Chalmers do some Chalmers things. The Chalmers giveth, and the Chalmers taketh away. Jay Rich is like that. He's like that. He has some awesome stuff that he does.
Right.
Awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But he has some stuff that's just like...
Boneheaded. Like, just lapse in decision-making.
Yes.
All right, I get it. I'm not saying that Jimmy Butler wouldn't be an upgrade from Jay Rich at this point. But I'm not ready to go out there and say that Jay Rich couldn't end up being some version of Jimmy Buck.
Maybe.
You know, and the things you're talking about.
It's kind of a sweetheart, though. Like, just Jimmy Butler. He brings that bleep hole.
The things that you're talking about, I would imagine, can be fixed on a basketball court.
We'll see. Yeah. What are you doing, man?
I'm just doing suit stuff while the show's going on.
Why?
Because my head's all over the place.
No, that's not lovely to see you, Leslie.
We love Leslie. So she's just going to show me something.
But it's going to be done. We're going to be in break and commercial in 2 minutes.
Yeah, I can get two things done at once.
You can't, actually. You couldn't even get one thing done at once when you were running your when you were trying to do your alleged suit job earlier. And now you want to interrupt the radio show to do stuff?
By the way, Zazzo's all week next week.
Yeah, I told them this. I told you.
Minus one.
What did I say? Are you sure?
He's like,
I don't know.
Because you got mad at me. Because you're all freaking out. I tell you one thing and you're like, oh, another responsibility thing that we have to do next week. And like, you guys get jumped down my throat, the two of you. You two angry suits, you in the top suit. I'm just a worker bee. I'm just a worker bee. You guys, you run the hive. I just happen to know what more of your bees are doing here than you guys do. That's all.
Because the bees like you, they don't like us.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm sure there's an email somewhere saying it.
No, there's not.
I'm sure there is.
Not on my computer. I checked. Might be on someone else's.
Go do your suit stuff.
I'm glad you always say send me a text.
Send me an email.
Send me an email.
All right, when we come back, take a break from the Heat stuff. I got to get to this atrocity that went down last night at Marlins Park. I'm not happy about it, and it needs to be addressed. That's next.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim
what?
Shady please stand up?
The only hip-hop or rap we got here is Eminem?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Next thing,
Beastie Boys.
Wait. Paul Wall? Post Malone?
Let me see your grill.
Post Malone?
I mean, their defense, that's the last time hip-hop was, at its best.
Wait.
Back
Post Malone? That's another guy. But
is that White Iverson?
Him.
What's that?
I don't know if you claim Post Malone. He's white, but...
Stitches?
Yeah. Yeah,
we haven't heard from him in years.
Stitches is Cuban? I feel like Stitches is Cuban.
Stitches did some time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he get arrested
last I remember
for
Stitches,
crazy?
I think Stitches got, didn't he get arrested at, a Whole Foods or something like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen Stitches in a while. I saw Stitches on Instagram for a hot minute. He was doing some Instagram live stuff, but I don't see him anymore.
I don't even understand what happened here, and I watched it twice.
Okay, so this is what happened last night. So this bum, Max Scherzer.
He threw it out of the stretch.
Now, mind you, I understand. He's one of the best pitchers of the last 10 years. He's fantastic as far as the talent is concerned. But he's a bum of a human being, and this is why.
Hmm.
He doesn't play by the rules. Yesterday, Miguel Rojas, who was taking him to school, he quick pitches him. And if you guys don't know what that means, is Miguel Rojas wasn't even looking, and this dude tries to zing it on in there. And Rojas has to do a little checky-check swing to bounce it back to him. And the umpire goes, hey, playboy, no pitch, because he called timeout, and you're playing by your dirty cheat rules.
So have the ump given the go to pitch yet or
no?
No.
Oh, okay. They called
Max,
the playoff.
He was so upset about it. He's like, what? His feet were in the box.
Whoa, what do you mean? His feet were in the box. And Miguel Rojas wasn't even looking at it.
It doesn't matter what
down
the batter is doing until the ump goes
this. It's not gamesmanship.
Right.
It's petty nonsense. Like, can Floyd Mayweather go and knock out Victor Ortiz when he's not looking? Yeah, it's protect yourself at all times. But is it gentlemanly?
No.
It's not in the spirit
Although
of the
now
sport.
You're kind of, now, wait,
we
now you just
that.
Became a little bit of Brian McCann right there.
We saw that.
No.
We saw that.
If anything,
Rigondeaux.
If anything, he's not being Brian McCann. He's not honoring the gamesmanship of the rules. Brian McCann, he'll be like, oh, don't celebrate. Play the game. Like, I'm not going to go out there and play. Like, the guy barely had his bat in his hand. He goes, strike, sorry.
By the way, that's a written rule. Not one of these fake unwritten rules that Brian McCann's upholding.
That's a valid point. That's a good thing that Robbie brought up. There's a difference between the written rules and the unwritten rules.
I think that this guy who, look, again, one of the best pitchers out there, doesn't know how to bunt. I mean, bunts the baseball right into his face. Right into his face.
Didn't he get a bump or base hit yesterday?
Well, nobody was covering. Nobody was covering first base.
That was Starlin Castro's fault.
Yeah, you're right. He crashed into the umpire.
Cover first base, Starlin. Please. But
that shouldn't have been a hit. That was an error.
And then the next one went Jimmy Jack out of the yard.
Far!
Yeah.
Far. It wasn't just a... Oh, woo!
There's no such thing as a cheapie.
That was tough. And then, you know, your boy yesterday, Curtis Granderson. Slow to get to that baseball.
I mean,
Trevor Rich has had some hard luck yesterday.
Hey, he is.
Great clubhouse guy. I love
him. He is Marlins UD.
So Miguel Rojas.
Minus one.
I even
How dare you?
You slipped one past me there because of my anger at the situation. Thank you, Robbie.
That is an insult. That's maybe the biggest insult to UD you've said.
No, I'm apologize. Let me apologize to Granderson.
Because
minus one for apologizing to the wrong person.
He plays.
Minus one.
What a jerk.
Is anything I said untrue?
It's not nice.
You shouldn't be playing.
You're Max Scherzer right now.
No, I'm not.
You are. You're Max Scherzer right now. Not even in the batter's box in your quick pitches.
Hey, I guess I have to see what Max Scherzer did to his face. I guess we can't do the 100 bunts.
Oh, I'm nervous. So yesterday.
You got to wear one of those like softball masks or catcher masks.
So yesterday, in the midst of the eighth inning, Miguel Rojas strikes out. He goes down looking. Very questionable call. Fox Tracks had it barely on the line. I thought it was nonsense. Quite frankly, I didn't think it was close to being a strike. This Miguel Rojas doesn't lie. All right, high character guy. So he strikes out, goes to the dugout. Garrett Cooper comes up, and he's got himself a 2-2 count. All of a sudden, umpire pops up. This guy all of a sudden he wants to decide to enforce the rules, and he's like, "Well, you're out of here." And Rojas comes running out of the dugout. He goes, "What? I'm out of here?" And Mattingly's following him. And Mattingly's doing this thing where he holds him by the jersey, and he kind of like pushes him into the umpire so he can get his money's worth and tells him what a bum he is. And hey, by the way, hey, can you not let Max Scherzer bully you? Because that's what happened. Max Scherzer bullied the umpire yesterday, and the umpire turtled up and gave him the strike zone the size of a Buick. It was huge yesterday. Ridiculous. I'm talking Levon Hernandez style.
Whoa.
in the National Championship Series. It was ridiculous.
Who's that umpire? Eric Craig?
He's no longer with us.
I know.
Rest in peace. And thank you.
RIP and thank you.
He did to Maddox too. Don't be fooled.
So Miguel Rojas was crazy. And then Mattingly, who I hadn't seen this much fire in him in forever, they get him on the hot mic, Leroy. Whew. I mean, it was.
Gotta mute that mic.
It was F-bomb city. Mattingly was lit. He was not happy about it either. So Rojas, who's been tearing the cover off the ball lately, by the way, he's been killing it. Laying the leather, laying the wood. He was not pleased. And he was also pissed with his teammates because he said they came out flat yesterday. He says, "Oh, we're going to come off the road. We're going to come back to this place." And mind you, you know, we know the whole fan conversation. And flat as a board. So he was not in a good mood. Not in a good mood after yesterday's game. So when he was asked about the Scherzer nonsense, here's what Rojas had to say.
Kind of that timeout, the little thing where you put the ball in and you get hit by the pitch. Take us through.
Yeah, I don't really think it was professional to do like a quick pitch that way, you know what I mean? I was still looking down, I wasn't even in the box. He was trying to get a cheapy right there, you know, a cheap strikeout because I wasn't even ready to hit, you know? When I play baseball, you're supposed to have a battle with the pitcher and both being ready to play baseball, you know what I mean? So I wasn't that happy with that either, but I mean, I know he was trying to compete, trying to strike me out, but I didn't appreciate that he was trying to compete that way.
Bum. Bum Scherzer.
That's what he wanted to say.
My favorite part about it is that the next pitch, he throws his changeup way inside, and Rojas could have gotten out of the way. Nope. He did not get out of the way.
And stared that ass down. You're going to hit me? You're going to hit me with that weak ass stuff right in my face? No. And you know what happened? You hurt your own catcher.
That's right.
Idiot.
It caromed.
You dummy. Your catcher got hurt because you were vindictive trying to hit Miguel Rojas. You go, "Oh, you don't want to sit here? Here you go." Boom, right in your leg. Bro, do yourself a favor. How about you don't challenge Miguel Rojas to a fight? Because you want to know what's going to happen? You're going to end up with even more black eyes. That's what's going to happen. Don't even know how to bunt.
You don't?
It's just ridiculous. You're going to go out there, and you're gonna claim you're one of the best pitchers in the league, and you're going to try that nonsense. You don't need to do that.
That is cheap. Like, wait. So the funniest thing to me about that was the very next pitch, he went into full windup. So not only does he wind up the next pitch, you're basically saying and telling the world what your intentions were the pitch before.
Yeah, it's garbage. Garbage. And let me tell you something right now. This Mattingly was spot on after the game, boys, because he goes out there and he's like, listen to me. We get the short end on all this stuff. Every time we face an ace, they're always getting the benefit of the doubt on these calls. It's nonsense. Spoelstra said this year, too. This is why we got no stars in Miami. We're now getting the benefit of the doubt. Poor Gogi doesn't get any calls. Justice don't get no calls. Miguel Rojas don't get no calls. Cooper Loop don't get no calls. But this Scherzer, with his unprofessional behavior, he gets all the strikes that he wants. All the strikes that he wants. It's ridiculous. I hope it's made right tonight. I hope the gamesmanship works and that all of a sudden Zach Gallen is getting, like, I'm talking super wide. HOV lane stop. It better. What's fair's fair.
Rookie's not getting. It's not happening.
You better massage. Hey, let me tell you something right now. They better massage it and make it right because it was a disgrace.
I'm just telling you.
It better.
It's not happening.
Make it right.
No, it's.
Make it right.
They
You're
will
supposed
not,
to be. Listen to me. You are not a corrupt boxing official. All right. You're not there on the take for
Adelaide Aaron. Bird.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Call it down
you
the middle.
You think a rookie in Major League Baseball is going to get.
Call it down the middle.
It's not going to happen.
Second career start.
And let me tell you something. All these umpires with their sensitive behavior, you know, with their stupid posts because Manny Machado bullies you too much. This is why. Because you're wrong all the time. That's why. And everybody knows it, Leroy. Everyone knows it. Technology's never been better. They got lasers all around. Replace you.
They're going to replace our robots.
We're going to replace you with robots.
What if Enrico Palazzo is the umpire tonight?
Huh?
I thought it was funny.
Minus one.
We'll replace you with robots. And then I hope that robot fires lasers at Max Scherzer's eyes.
What?
Really? Yeah.
He's not even going to. Why is he out there? What's he?
I don't know.
Like in the dugout? Hits him in the dugout? Hit him in the dugout?
Whatever.
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you. Like, you're just hosing down the world.
Just made me mad. I like Miguel Rojas.
What's
by
the
way,
water today? Everyone's mad.
The quick pitch.
By the way,
that was cheesy.
Miguel Rojas is scheduled to join us next hour.
Are you going to get him in trouble?
No. No. I'm going to applaud him. You want to know why? Because he's a leader. He's a leader. He did the great thing yesterday. You know what he did?
Yeah.
He hosed down the corrupt, but he held his team accountable. And that's admirable. That's admirable.
I want to repot his coffee machine on the road again.
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. That's an accountable fellow. He goes out there. Tommy Hunt called him the team MVP last night. That's high praise.
Who's just his fellow?
Tommy Hunt called him the... That's Tommy Hunt.
Hey.
T-Hut.
Just give out praise to anybody.
Voice of South Florida baseball.
That's the equivalent to being T-Ball MVP.
Disagree. He's raking.
An MVP on the worst team baseball?
They play better.
They're like 20-16 over the last... That's like four games over. That's pretty good.
Okay, yeah, but before that, they were on Spider Watch.
Adjustments.
Spider Watch is over.
Adjustments?
Yeah, adjustments. You had an adjustment period. Mm-hmm. Things are settling in.
Squash the spider.
No more spider.
62 Mets?
Well, they got to win 10 more games but to get to the 62 Mets.
I think we're good.
They'll win 10 more games.
Yeah.
We're not putting the watch game.
There's still more road trips.
I mean, an easy 10 more. What's their winning percentage on the road?
What's
now?
The All-Star game?
It's better than at home. It's. I think it's not this week. We still got two more weeks of baseball. It's like July 8th or 9th.
I think they're supposed to pick All-Stars this week. Send Rojas. Rojas to the All-Star game.
Ooh.
You think Rojas will go?
Somebody has to go.
I got to have a rep.
Alfaro?
He's hurt. He's got a concussion. I don't know when his bell's going to be better.
Who else could go?
I mean, Caleb Wiff is hurt.
Caleb Wiff probably would have been the dude.
Yamamoto?
Ooh. Hawaiian punch out? I don't know.
No.
It's only going to have four starts by then.
Yeah, probably not.
Alcantara, the Sandman.
Ooh. Oh,
I love the Sandman. Rojas.
Are you saying that because we're having him on the air?
I actually really do like him. I always enjoy having him on the show. And he's getting his own bobblehead this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought we were going to get some.
I thought so, too. That's what I was told.
What was the last one we got? I got a Giancarlo Stanton one.
I don't know.
Well, the hats we got were pretty sick.
The fedoras.
The fedoras, yeah. Kid likes that.
They have to loosen the straps so I can wear it.
I have it.
Wait, fedoras don't have straps.
Yeah, there's a little strap around the thing.
No, that's not a strap, dude. That's decoration. That's not from size.
Yeah, but if you take it off, the hat expands. I have another one. The same thing happened. And now it fits me.
It's got more give.
It expands when you stuff your head in it.
That's like what I do with my pants.
I got to break it in.
You don't break. It just sits like, oh.
We're back up to this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.